The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our program, Second Caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Today, again, we'll talk about Faruq-e-Azam, radiyallahu anhu, his greatness, his excellence, inshallah, increase his love for us in our hearts. Before we do that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, the beloved messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, that he who sends salat upon me once, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon him. He who sends salat upon me 10 times, Allah Almighty showers 100 mercies upon him. And he who sends salat upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty writes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and fire of hell. And on the day of judgment, he'll be kept with martyrs. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, in our program, up until now, we've been talking about the excellences of Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu and many praiseworthy attributes of his we tried to cover. Now, we'll move our discussion to another prominent feature of his seerah, which is his caliphate. Now, we'll talk about the caliphate of Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, what a great caliphate it was, and how it was prophesized even during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then, our today's discussion will be focused on those statements of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam that mentioned or that alluded towards the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam had mentioned regarding the caliphate of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu after him, and then of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu after Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu. So dear viewers, when we talk about the caliphate of Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, let's first of all go in the history and try to understand the entire concept of caliphate, how a Muslim empire was established and how this entire system of caliphate came into existence. So after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam migrated from Makkah to Medina, he alayhi salatu wa sallam himself would supervise all the affairs, all the matters, he alayhi salatu wa sallam would look after them. And gradually, the Muslim rule, it spread over the entire Arabian Peninsula. During this time, all around the Arabian Peninsula, the Muslims, they were deeply united and with affection and love, they were living in harmony. Now a time came when the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam physically departed from this world, and his successor Khalifatul Rasulullah Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he took control of all the affairs. He became the leader of the faithful, the first caliph of Islam he became. And when we talk about the era of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, the era of his caliphate, he radiyallahu anhu faced many, many tribulations, many trials, many fitnas. And he radiyallahu anhu, he remained engaged in wiping those fitnas, those tribulations out. Now, a time came when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu also physically departed from this world. And now it was Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu who was chosen with consensus as the caliph of the Muslims. So he became the second caliph of Islam, the leader of the faithful, who took control of the affairs of the Muslim rule, of the Muslim empire. And the history is evident, dear viewers, that the victories that were gained during the reign of Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu and how much Sharia was implemented during the caliphate of Sayyidina Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, that amount of victory and such an extent of stipulation of Islamic laws did not take place in the reign of any other caliph. in the reign of anyone else's rule. So the caliphate of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh had been prophesized by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he alayhi salatu wasalam during his apparent lifetime, during his physical lifetime, had already prophesized the caliphate of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh after him, and then of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. And this, dear viewers, is also evident from many sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and how the other companions alayhi wa ridwan, they also with consensus accepted Farooq Azam radiallahu anh as the caliph after the apparent passing of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. Now let's go through a few narrations of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam regarding the caliphate of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned regarding the caliphate of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh to come into place after that of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. So dear viewers, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam migrated from Makkah to Medina, and when they were at Quba, now the foundations for a masjid were being laid down. Masjid Quba. Now the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam placed laid a stone, and after that he alayhi salatu wasalam said, لَيَدَعْ أَبُو بَكْرٍ حَجَرًا إِلَىٰ جَنْبِ حَجَرِ, meaning that, O Abu Bakr, now place a rock next to mine. And after that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam then said, لَيَدَعْ عُمَرُ حَجَرًا إِلَىٰ جَنْبِ حَجَرِ أَبِي بَكْرٍ, meaning that, O Umar, now bring one stone and place it next to the rock of Abu Bakr. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated, لِيَدَعْ عُثْمَانُ حَجَرَهُ إِلَىٰ جَنْبِ حَجْرِ عُمَرٍ, meaning that, O Uthman, now bring a rock, a stone, and place it next to the rock or the stone of Umar Farooq. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, هَاُولَاءِ الْخُلَفَاءُ بَعْدِي, meaning that they will be my khulafa after me. They will be the caliphs after me. They will be the successors after me. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam instructed Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, then Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, and then Uthman Ghani radiallahu anh to place stones next to each other. So to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, the command was to place a stone next to his own stone, which he had laid in the foundations of Masjid Quba. And the instructions to Farooq Azam radiallahu anh were to place a stone next to the stone of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. And the instructions given to Uthman Ghani radiallahu anh were to place a stone next to the stone of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh. And then this was followed by the saying that they will be my khulafa after me. So through this statement of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it also becomes obvious that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, then Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, then Uthman Ghani radiallahu anh, they were the caliphs who were to follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Tirmidhi and Imam Hakim rahimahumullah, they narrate from Sayyidina Hudhaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anh that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam said that after me, follow Abu Bakr and Umar. Subhanallah. Again, in this hadith of Tirmidhi, we come to know that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam instructed, he commanded to follow Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh and Umar Farooq radiallahu anh after him. So again, the sequence in which the names were taken, follow Abu Bakr and Umar after me. This again suggests that these two personalities, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh and Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, they will be the caliphs, they will be the successors after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the same sequence in which their names were taken in the narration. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh narrates that a person came in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he asked, إِلَىٰ مَنْ أُوَدِّي صَدَقَةَ مَالِي, meaning that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam, in whose court shall I offer my sadaqat, my charity? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, give it to me, meaning you should give it in my court. Then he asked, فَإِن لَمْ أَجِدْكَ, meaning that after your apparent passing, who shall I then present it to? Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, إِلَىٰ أَبِي بَكْرٍ, meaning to Siddiqi Akbar. Meaning, after me, present your donations in the court of Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anh. And then he asked, فَإِن لَمْ أَجِدْهُ, meaning, and after his apparent passing, who shall I give my sadaqat to, my donations to, my charity to? To which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, Umar, meaning, then offer it in the court of Umar radiyallahu an. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam further said, هَاُولَاهِ الْخُلَفَاءُ بَعْدِي, meaning that they are my khulafa, my successors after me. Now, dear viewers, let's talk about the consensus of the Ummah, the consensus of the Sahaba upon the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu an. Because remember that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he physically passed away, now Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an was chosen as the caliph. And now was the era of the companions of the Sahaba and the matters they were looked after by Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan. So this was very important for the Sahaba to agree upon the caliphate of whoever was nominated as the caliph. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an was the first caliph of Islam. He was the first leader of the faithful upon which the Sahaba, they all agreed upon and they all agreed with consensus. After Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, now there was a need for a new leader, for a new caliph. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, he was chosen as the caliph of the Islam, as the leader of the faithful by consensus. And whose consensus was it? It was the consensus of the Sahaba, because that was the era of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. The commentator of Sahih Muslim, Imam Sharifuddin Nawawi rahimahullah, says, regarding the consensus of the Sahaba over the caliphate of Farooq-i Azam radiyallahu an, that the verdict which Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an had issued during his caliphate regarding the caliphate of Farooq-i Azam radiyallahu an to be in place after him, that very verdict, it was taken with agreement by all the companions. All the companions, they agreed upon that very verdict. They all had consensus upon the verdict of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an for Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an to be caliph after him. Dear viewers, Allama Abu Nu'aym Asfahani rahimahullah writes that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an had realized through his insightfulness, through his farsightedness, that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an is superior than all other people. So after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, Farooq-i Azam radiyallahu an is superior to all other people, and he is someone who performs extreme level of well-being. He is someone who is capable of controlling all the affairs. He is someone who has helped him, supported him, aided him in most of the difficulties during his caliphate. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, he nominated, he chose Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an to be the caliph after him. Now the reason, because he knew that all the Sahaba, they would agree to whatever Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an finalizes. So what he does is that he gives this choice to the Sahaba to choose a khalifa for them after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, for them to choose a caliph for them after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an. And now on the other hand, all the Sahaba, they were satisfied upon the decision of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an. So this proved that all the Sahaba, they agreed upon the fact for Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an to be a caliph after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an. They all had consensus upon this fact. Because if there was any shadow of doubt in this very decision of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, or if they had any iota of doubt or ambiguity in this very decision, then they would have challenged it. They wouldn't have agreed for Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an to be the caliph after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an. So no one challenged the decision of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, which also shows that the caliphate of Farooq-i Azam radiyallahu an was accepted with consensus of all the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. So the way the caliphate of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an is proven, in the same way the caliphate and its validity of Farooq-i Azam radiyallahu an is also proven. And the fact that all the Sahaba, they were satisfied with the opinion of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, because they knew that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an is the most superior amongst the people at the time after the messengers and the prophets. So they knew he radiyallahu an is the most superior. So they agreed to the opinion and decision of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, which also shows his greatness and him being the most superior after the prophets. And then for him to choose Farooq-i Azam radiyallahu an, also proves that Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu was the most superior amongst the people at that time, because a caliph, the leader of the faithful, would be the one who overcomes them, who is superior to them in many, many forms and ways. So for Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu was that personality, and everyone, they respected this very decision of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Uthman Sabuni rahmatullah alayhi says that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he nominated, appointed Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu as a caliph, and the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, they all had consensus upon this very nomination of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, based on which this caliphate came into being. This caliphate was formed. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted elevation to Islam, and the promise of His grandeur and majesty which Allah Almighty had made, that very promise was also fulfilled. Dear viewers, elite companions, the likes of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, also praised the caliphate of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, and they also believed it to be the right choice. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says himself that, I went to Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu at the time when he was injured with spear, when he was made injured with spear. So I said to him that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, there is glad tidings of paradise for you. You embraced Islam at the time when people committed disbelief, and you performed jihad with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam until kuffar, the disbelievers, they came after your dignity. And when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam physically departed from this world, his departing was in such a manner that he was content with you. And I've never seen two people dispute regarding your caliphate throughout the reign of your caliphate. And for you is the death of martyrdom. So Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu said to him, they say it again. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he repeated what he said once again. So Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu said, by the one except whom none is worthy of worship, if I get hold of all the gold and silver of this world so that I could give it in expiation for get deliverance from the severities of the hereafter, then I would give everything in expiation of being delivered from the severities of the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he was one of the most elite companions. For him to go to Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu and give him that glad tiding, for him to mention that, I've never seen two people dispute regarding your caliphate, and for him to give him the glad tiding of martyrdom, subhanallah, what else do we need, and which other proof would be required to justify the greatness of the caliphate of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu. But at the same time, dear viewers, we also come to know that despite having all these glad tidings, despite serving caliphate duly, right at the time when he's at the verge of embracing martyrdom, look at the mindset of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, still thinking of the akhirah, of the hereafter, that if I'm given the gold, the gold and silver of this entire world, and if I'm asked to give that in expiation for the severities of the hereafter to be alleviated from me, to be removed from me, then I will give it all. Imagine to you what severe day that would be. And from this very practice and this very concern of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, we should also develop a mindset to prepare for our akhirah, work for our akhirah, for that very day, which is extremely, extremely severe and one of the toughest day, in fact, perhaps the most toughest day that anyone would ever face. So dear viewers, we learn from this that the caliphate of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, that was established with the consensus of all the companions, with all the sahaba. And they all agreed to the decision of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu happily. So alhamdulillah, just like all the sahaba, they were happy upon the caliphate of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu. Similarly, alhamdulillah, we also are happy, and we also are content upon the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. And remember another thing, dear viewers, that when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu intended to make Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu the caliph after him, now some sahaba, they spoke about the strictness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu before Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So this shows us that none of the Sahaba, there wasn't a single Sahabi who had any shadow of doubt regarding the faith or honesty or capability or the competency of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. The only thing they were concerned about was the strictness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. But after Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu became the caliph, from then till his last breath, there wasn't a single Sahabi whoever complained about the strictness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. So this also proves that after Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu became the caliph, from then all the way until his final breath, he had also removed this very concern away from the minds of the Sahaba as well. Now, why was this element of strictness in his nature? We will inshallah discuss this in our future episodes, where we will shed more light on the caliphate of the second caliph of Islam, our master, our leader, the leader of the faithful, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an. Inshallah, we'll be back with another episode discussing further about Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu an. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.